The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Conish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abs.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about the DRC and the Ebola.
Well, you know, we had reports from UNICEF yesterday about the number of children, 2 dead and 6 in intensive care, but 50 having lost parents, and, you know, just how badly these children are going to need help and special help. But we're also hearing now from the World Health Organization that they're expecting more deaths. The death toll, in fact, is 49 from this latest outbreak reported on the 1st of August. Because the World Health Organization says its field teams have identified more than 2,000 people who've come in contact with the virus. Now, there have been more than 90 reported cases. Most of those, you know, most of the deaths have been around the Mangina and then the agricultural town near Beni. And then, of course, this is the area bordering on Lake Kivu where the have Rwanda and Uganda just across the frontier. There have been deaths in neighboring Ituri province. And the reason why it's proving so hard to fight this time is because this is an area of conflict, of displacement, of political uncertainty. It's a very, very tough one. And, you know, looking at it, Gabs, this is the 10th time that the Congo has had to deal with an Ebola outbreak. Of course, the virus was first identified there in 1976.
Yeah. And moving our attention, Jean-Jacques, to Algeria and Mauritania.
You know, I love that story. I mean, I've been to Morocco, but more importantly, I've been to the Western Sahara camps. And they are around the town of Tindouf. Algeria protects the Sahrawi people. Now, it's that town of Tindouf where they've just opened. They've spent $10 million to open a border post with Mauritania. Mauritania was also involved in occupying Western Sahara, but let it go very quickly when the Sahrawi fought bitterly for it. So that's good news for the Maghreb area. You know, the Maghreb African Union is not working because of this tension between Morocco and Algeria over Western Sahara. Maghreb, by the way, Abs, means the opposite of Mpumalanga. It means where the sun sets, you know.
Oh, Tshonalanga.
Yeah, it's Tunisia, Algeria, Mauritania, Morocco, those kind, and Western Sahara. And this should be a bastion against, or not, sort of trade area for dealing with the southern Mediterranean basin, but it isn't working. And so the fact that relations have improved between Algeria and Mauritania, to the extent that they've opened a border post, is good news.
Ah, lovely. And Kenya says if it is to continue fighting Al-Shabaab, it wants more money.
Yes, indeed, and this is from the United Nations. They want, they want 1.2 billion rand, up from the 876 million rand that they're currently getting. But and they say that you know, this is from July. The financial year runs July to July. They want this money, otherwise they're going to start withdrawing from next July. But the fact is, we know that it's all very well to say they'll withdraw. But their own security interests demand that they fight Al-Shabaab, because Al-Shabaab is emboldened enough to come over the border, and then there have been attacks inside of Kenya. Kenyan troops doing a great work fighting Al-Shabaab, and certainly they need to be properly compensated. But the hard argument that we're going to pull our troops out if we don't doesn't really wash, because they've got to have the troops there because they're protecting themselves as much as they're fighting Al-Shabaab.
Suppose you just got to do whatever you got to do at sometimes at the bargaining table. Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us on the show once again. Ademare.
Ademare, mon vieux.
Thank you so much. That is Jean-Jacques Conish, your Africa correspondent, giving you the latest news coming from our lovely African continent.